time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Here we are, back another week. Niggas is back in the building, you know, in your ear canal, all of that shit. You know. You know what I mean? Nah, this is what it is. We here. I'm a little hungover from the daylight savings time and all of this shit and this little summer solstice that we're going through. But beyond that, I'm all right, man. How about yourself?
Man, I'm frazzled. But I'm good.
Shit, all right, well. Shit. All right. Hey. Wasn't the small talk I was looking for, but I appreciate it. This is check on your strong friends.
Hey,
this is what's
you,
up.
You bought like the lady at the bank. I had to go to the bank, and and the lady was like, "I ain't seen you in a minute." I was like, "I'm broke."
Hilarious.
Unexpected. Hilarious. She was like, "I guess that'll do it."
That's what keep them out of here. That's real shit.
You know what I'm saying? As far as, you know, it's a lot going on. So I'm juggling. So, but I'm good. I'm happy to be able to do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy to be able to solve the problems. It's just, you know, sometimes you be right in the middle of them shits. So that's what it is.
Well, let's unpack some of the ingredients to this frazzled nature. What's going on, man?
Frazzle
What's
rock.
What's going on? You know what I mean? Frazzle, exactly what I was thinking. Oh, frazzle rock. What's cracking, man?
I'm at a news organization. It's election night, so it's a lot going on with that. A lot of moving parts. There's deadlines. There are info that has to be right. You know what I'm saying? It's not like shit you could just gloss over. You got a lot of eyes on what's going on. So, you know, we had to stay in front of it. And in order to stay in front of it, you had to manage the crowd. You had to manage the team. You had to manage the moving pieces. And that's what we had. We just in the middle of it. That's all.
I'm like
my man on the Allen Iverson 30 for 30. He was like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You see Bubba Chuck? He's smooth mm-hmm. like a duck floating on water. But underneath, he kicking like hell.
Yeah. Keep it moving.
That's where I'm at right now. Kicking like hell.
So y'all reporting live? Y'all got your little, you got your own Steve Kornacki over there at the Revolts, or
we,
what?
We got Tesla and Figaro going live on Twitter right now as we speak.
Okay.
So, you know, we got that going. We got the team, you know, following and making sure that we're collecting the points and all of the things that's going on in all these races, and especially the races that mean something to, you know, black people. Shit, you know, that's how we getting it.
That's what's up. What's some of the black races? I know we got I mean, if we go niche it like that,
it's some of the races that could flip the Senate to Democrats. Gotcha. So, you know, Warnock is important. Then of course you got the Abrams Kemp race and all that type. But then, you know, you got a race in Wisconsin that's important. There's a lot of things, a lot of issues out there that, you know, affect black people that voters are concerned with. So they're everybody's mobilizing, trying to get everything going and make sure it comes out the right way, you know. Then, you know, Trump threatening to join the race for the presidential election tonight. So we're going to see how that go. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's going to be chock full of excitement.
Old Trump lurking in the back. Yes, they've been going back and forth. Some people feel like he's not because he think he's going to lose again.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what's my man's name? One of his guys that he used to. Damn, what's his name? The guy that used to be on his squad. That's kind of testifying against him. I forget.
Oh, yeah. Cat who looked half dead.
Maybe. Michael Steve Bannon? Something. No, not Steve Bannon. Another one. Michael something. He was on Hell of a Week. He was on Charlamagne's show, and he was talking about saying some shit like basically Trump ain't going to do it because, you know, he don't want to look like a two-time loser, you know, blase skip, you know, whatever, whatever. We'll see. That a lot of people feel like he already kind of, you know, he's puppeteering. You know what I'm saying? He know he got a fan base. I don't know if he got enough of a fan base to win again. But again, I don't know who he's coming against. But I will say this, two things. Next week, we're going to have our ITC political correspondent, Cameron Tremble, in the building to recap a lot of what's going on. You know what I'm saying? You know, to get that off.
Give it up for Cameron Tremble, y'all.
Yeah, give it up for him. Round of applause. You know what I mean? Yeah. We got correspondents in this building. In the correspondents. And then I went and voted earlier today, man, and I got to say, the turnout was trash. It was nobody out there. That shit looked terrible.
But already understood and given, especially New York City, what it's going to be. You know what I'm saying?
New York City.
All right, New York City. Now, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, there's, well, go ahead.
Like in the presidential elections and shit like that, it's almost like you feel like your vote don't matter because, you know, it's like, all right, we're going to count New York Democratic. All right, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, I wanted you to count my number. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to be vote number, you know what I'm saying? 2,000,002. That's me.
Yeah. Well, they saying that this particular race here with Zeldin and Holcomb, like, this shit is closer than it should be. You know, like, how people typically think of the Democrats are going to kind of just walk it through the end zone. This might be an upset, and it might be nasty if it is an upset. So, you know, I got my fingers crossed, but I feel like more people, at least in New York, you know, went out, you know, they got out there for the Powerball than they did for the vote. You know what I'm saying? With that 1.9. I didn't even know about the Powerball till somebody told me last night, like last minute, like, yo, did you get your ticket? I'm like, well, my ticket? What are you talking about? No, Powerball, 1.9 billion turned into 2.4, actually. One person won in California. But, you know what? And I'll be honest with you. I just did it to do it. You know what I mean? Like, look, we all got our confidence in life and our vision board manifestation and all of that shit. But, you know, you got to stay positive, right? But I played the $2 just to be in it to win it. But I truly didn't expect to win that shit. Mm-hmm. But I was still a bit disappointed when I didn't win. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't really go in there with the confidence of a winner and feel upset because I lost. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I guess that's a lesson learned. But, yeah, man, $2.4 billion to one motherfucker.
Yeah, it went to California. Somebody in Cali.
Shit. $2.4 billion. Nigga, that's amazing. That's amazing, man. I know we've had these kind of conversations, the what would you do's.
Yeah.
But, man.
What would you do?
I don't know, brother. I'm going to be in a remote location for sure. For sure. I don't know if you saw this. This one cat went to go pick up his lottery earnings or his check in a full costume. I forget what kind of costume, like a Minions costume or some shit like that.
Yeah, I've seen a few people do that.
I'm surprised they let you do that. I thought they didn't let you do that.
Some places don't let you do that. Some states, I think. But then recently more states have been letting you go anonymous and collecting your check.
I mean, shit, you bought it anonymously.
Right, but you know that lotto curse, you know what I'm saying? People don't want it on them too bad.
I'll take that. I'll take a $2.4 billion curse. Listen, I don't give a fuck.
Everybody know D-Lemon hit the $2.4 billion Powerball.
No. I don't think that's the lotto. I thought the lotto curse was the fact that so many people that win the lotto turn around broke like a couple years later.
Right, but it's like people know they got the money. You know what I'm saying? It starts with that picture, you know, collecting the check. And then from there, you get to everybody reaching out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, let me hold, you know, you look out, you know, remember the win. You know what I'm saying? Remember that time I bought you pizza when you was broke? You know what I'm saying? Everybody coming for you. Managing that at a grand scale, because it ain't just your people. It's everybody who saw your picture and everybody who heard. So, that's a level of stress on top of trying to figure out how you're gonna switch your life up. You got everybody coming for you. You got your accountants who want to manage your money. You know what I'm saying? The investors, same as like niggas who hit that NFL lotto. All them people coming, agents, and everybody who can help you protect your money. Meanwhile, they be helping theyself to your money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll take the challenge. Look, man, I'll figure it out. Trust me, I'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. There's going to definitely be some screening. There's going to be quite a few filtration systems. It's going to definitely, on some real Brita level, you just can't just contaminate my energy at this moment. You know what I'm saying? I'll get back to you. I told you, you'll hear from me. You won't even know where to reach me. Well, you might get summoned. You might get some type of email from a weird email address. You know what I'm saying? With a WeTransfer link to some type of, you know what I'm saying? It's like everything's going to be real fleeting. All correspondence links. You got 72 hours to respond. And after that, it is what it is. We'll see. But what about you, man? Where would you go?
Where would I go? I would definitely go into the costume, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Collect my shit. Then, you know what I'm saying? I thought about that shit this morning. And everything I thought was probably unrealistic and probably wouldn't happen. But
did you play?
No, I didn't play. I just thought about it. I'm $1 billion and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, what would you do if you hit $1 billion? But I was like, man, shit, I wouldn't want to drag my children all into this with the curse and all that. You know what I'm saying? I'll go with the costume. You know, I'll upgrade my life a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Make sure they trust and all that shit is straight, but I wouldn't let them know about it right off rip. You know what I'm saying?
You wouldn't let them know you won?
Nah.
Oh, I like this. I like this type of shit.
That just be regular, but knowing I could do anything I fucking want.
That's a whole, look, dog. That's a hell of a, that's superhuman levels of restraint. To have a new $2.4 billion, but you like, you know what? I'm going to be cool about it. Nobody going to need to know. I'm going to live the same life. Just a little shit.
Yeah, just an upgrade. And I'm just saying, like I said, it probably ain't realistic, nigga.
Okay, yeah.
That was the plan in my dream. Everybody got their lotto dreams. I mean, that was my lotto dream. Walk around knowing I'm fucking a billionaire, but I'm just, right here on you and shit. You know what I'm saying? Until I'm ready to let y'all know.
Man. Walking around as a new billionaire is like walking around with a gun on your hip. You just want a nigga to try you. Because you got to let them know. You got to let motherfuckers know.
Because they
talking to you differently. Yeah, but they talking to you differently and they don't know that. Like, shit. And I gotta know my superpowers work. I'm not gonna be a on the low X-Man. You know what I'm saying? A reluctant Avenger. Nah, nigga. I gotta know, Pop. I gotta see how high I can fly. You know what I'm saying? What these lasers do. All of that shit, man. But I hear you. I hear you. I've had that kind of thought too. Would I be the same? Would I still? I don't know if a lot would change. Let me stop fronting. A whole lot of shit would change. But it would come. I'd kind of, again, I don't know. But I think on a certain level, after I boil for a bit, I'll come back down to a simmer. But I got to get away and get it in just a little bit. Like I told you, I got to feel it. I got to know what's going on here, know where I'm at now. And then I tap back into regular society if I can, if it's not too crazy in the streets. Because I'm definitely going to pick it up with a mask. There's only a few people that's going to know, and I'm going to know who knows. And if somebody that I didn't put on know, oh, man, then I got to link back to who. I cut off. I can't. You a security. You breached. You a flight risk. Not a flight risk, but you a security risk.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought about it in a way of like, damn, what if you did it like that? Like I said, I ain't even play. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it ain't even no trip. But it was just a thought. Yeah. How would that work?
Yeah, that'd be cool. Somebody had to know. At least, if so, you would play it all the way to the end. Even at the funeral, they'd be like, listen, just so y'all know, Brother Muhammad here, he was a billionaire. He kind of kept it. You know what I mean? Like, who? nobody going to let the people know? At some point, like, it just at least so they could respect it or at least comment on it. Like, damn, that nigga was the most quiet billionaire ever. You see how Kanye act. You know what I'm saying? Like, that billion shit will fuck you up sometimes. Jay know how to play it cool. Rihanna's real cool with it, seems like.
They shit probably ain't even liquid billion, nigga. You hitting the Powerball liquid on their ass.
Liquid is different, man. Listen. That's what I'm saying, nigga. That is like, that, imagine... You know how it is to be pissy drunk? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's probably how you feel when you find out you liquid billion. You ain't had no alcohol, but just the way you go look at the world is just a different level of fucking reckless abandon. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, man, y'all niggas can't tell me shit. Fuck. And I hate to be that nigga because it's so cliche. And I wish I was better than this. That's what I'd be. I'd be a remorseful billionaire. I'd be like, oh, I wish I was better than this. But get out my face, brother. I can't even have a guy. Who are you? How'd this guy get through? Who gave him clearance? Nah, I ain't going to be like that. But I know I need to be able to exercise my newfound agency. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I guess even on the low, nigga will have to have all of the things, you know what I'm saying? And then you will have to go outside with some of the things.
Yeah, because you can't have all the things on the low. How does that work? You can't do that. Because the people see the things.
And
the
things what's the things? I guess first wave, you're going to get all the nigga things.
is that how it's all broken down?
You're gonna get all the nigga things first.
The nigga things. What's in the nigga things? A Cuban?
I mean, you got to have four, five rocket cars riding this bitch. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have
chinchilla.
It's all the way to your elbow on both arms. You're looking like looking like straight Wonder Woman. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You gotta have all of the Cubans, the chokers, the long ones, the diamond ones, the gold ones. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Every Rolex, the mat. You know what I'm saying? You ain't even gonna go get the, you know what I'm saying, the APs and the, you know what I'm saying,
Richard
Mills. You ain't even, you gotta get all of the nigga things first, man.
Yeah.
All of them.
Gotta holler at Dapper Dan. You know what I'm saying? Just on the old school tip. Dap, I need to see you real fast.
Yeah, I need custom. Yeah. I need it all custom, everything from Dap.
Got a little
Rakim circa 89. Just for my photo shoot. For my Monday photo shoot.
But then where you going?
Who knows? I don't even know. I know I need to be around some water because I think I need to process that. Even though I can't swim, but I need to be in some nice warm water and just take about 2 weeks to just process this whole shit. You know what I'm saying?
They could be on the yacht, straight nigga stunting.
Exactly, with all of the nigga champagnes and liquors,
everything, black man, everything.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I gotta have my hate me now moment. You know what I'm saying? Where I pour out two bottles of champagne just cause. Who knows?
Oh shit!
Who knows?
Oh shit!
Yeah, but you know, salute to whoever won, man. If you won and you were listening, man, holla at us. You know what I mean? First off, you know, just say peace. And if you want to fund the podcast or whatever, be a patron. I don't know. But if you know, shout out to, let us know. Actually, if you did win, that would be dope. If you do listen to the shit, you know what I mean? Whatever. We won't reveal your identity. But also, if you... we won't. But also, if you were to win $2.4 billion liquid off the rip, what would you do first? Let us know in the on the socials. Hit us in the comments. Let us know for real.
First, I would upgrade the, you know what I'm saying, upgrade your living situation. You know what I'm saying? A whole lot of marble. Mm-hmm. Whole lot of stone. Whole lot of infinity pool shit, theaters.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
They gotta put a studio in there. So be in there raps. Financing niggas to come through and drop a verse. Mm-hmm. Put out a compilation album like Khaled and shit.
Exactly.
God did.
Uh-huh. Yeah, man. I'm going to have to get me a nice little chef. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, nice little chef. I'm not going to lie, I might have billionaire anxiety. So I might have to pat the chef. It's going to be a female chef. I might have her in there butt naked like when niggas, you know, they always show
Jack City.
On some New Jack City shit. She ain't bagging up, but she just making French toast with me butt ass naked. You know what I'm saying? With a little apron on. Mm-hmm. What else, man? What else we need? All types of shit, man.
Yeah, a whole lot of, you know what I'm saying, Sprinter, which going to turn into you got to get a plane now.
Yeah, you got to, because you don't want to, you know, come on now. How you look? How you look waiting to board?
They got, you know, a dope ass, that G8 is some motherfucking shit, nigga.
Yeah,
out of my range right now, but liquid billion, I give me one.
Get you a little G8.
And I guess that's how niggas go broke, because you could dream up how to spend that shit.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Oh, yeah, now
you could go broke fast. You could go broke fast.
Because I was talking to a cat the other week, and he happened to saying he had to get out of there because he had to go out of town. Like, yo, what, you know what I'm saying, type of work you do? He's like, he tests planes and shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So he was like, they was testing the new G8. And I was like, damn. He was like, yeah, that bitch raw. He was like, you know what I'm saying? He was like, he was like, you could fly that bitch with a remote control from the ground. Mm. I was like, damn.
Interesting.
It's like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that you just didn't know. I didn't know that shit had that kind of capability. You know what I mean?
Right.
Not that I would want to do it. No. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you could. You know what I'm saying? It has those capabilities. Another thing that's interesting, he told me, he was like, there are certain capabilities they build in a lot of these, like the G5, G6, certain ones they build in, and you get it. You know what I'm saying? Say you get your shit, you get your plane, and you got these capabilities. Mm-hmm. You can fly this long, blah, blah, blah. And then there's upgrades that, you know, to the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars in upgrades, right? Different little things. Mm-hmm. And he was like, a lot of that shit is already in the plane. But when they do the upgrade, they just go in there and flip the switch, and then you got all the shit. You know what I'm saying? So, like, damn. So, it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, just like a download type shit, like how you upgrade your iPhone?
Yeah, not even like a download. Like a, you know, they take this little piece out, take that little piece out, voila. Hold your plane for 2 weeks, give it back to you. There you go. All the upgrades.
Yeah, man. Brand new. Yeah, new shit.
Yeah. But the shit that's been in there the whole time.
Okay. It's just been ready to, you just need somebody to turn the key, basically.
Mm-hmm.
That shit look hard. It look fly. It look expensive. $71.5 million. This is the funny part about it. Like, how I have to think how soon, not even broke tendencies, but just how soon do your normal tendencies wear off? Like, am I gonna be that billionaire that's just checking his account every day? You know what I'm saying? Looking at my balance. You know what I'm saying? Looking at my balance and shit to see what's going on. Oh, shit, man.
You was out last week. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Before you was out, you know what I'm saying? You talked about finding the locale to you spend your birthday. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, brother. Belated. Welcome back.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
So, you know, we and the people, me and the people, the collective we, would like to know, what'd you decide? You know what I'm saying? How'd it go? Tell us, you know what I'm saying? What's happening?
Man, speaking of we, you know, it's your boy, Young Overwall. Nah, I went out to Paris, man. I went to Paris.
Oh, Mansour.
Yeah. You know, bonjour, bonsoir, all of that shit. I went out to Paris for a good 6 days and shit. And that shit was fire, man. I had a good-ass time out there. I really, really enjoyed myself. I didn't really do much of nothing but chill, but that was the whole expectation. Chill, explore Paris. No, you know, just play it by ear, you know, eat good, drink wine, chill at some of these cafes, write, you know, walk around, see some sights, just kick it. Like, I did, man. That shit was dope. It's my second time out there. And the first time I went out there, like, I really felt like I barely scratched the surface. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't really get in the world like I wanted to. We didn't have much time, so... I'll be honest with you, though. I was like, I was a little concerned because I was 6 days. I was concerned. Typically, I get itchy. I get real restless after like 3-4 days max, damn near everywhere. You know what I mean? After that, I'm ready to just come back to the crib, if not just to be back. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But shit, I could have stayed out there a few more days. That's how cool it was. And what was so dope about it, I mean, it was a bunch of different things, but what was cool about the shit was, one of the things that I wanted, this is my first time ever going overseas dolo, like out the country, like abroad, well, you know, outside of in a work capacity, but even then that's like, you know, that's, you're going to meet people and go do some shit there, but like just to be alone in a motherfucking foreign country. I was like, I wonder how that shit go. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I was like, I hope no shit. I hope nigga don't get attacked out there on some terrorism shit, or a nigga wind up in jail on some Britney Griner shit. Hopefully she get back. But you know, that shit is definitely, you know, had a nigga a little anxious. But getting out there, man, that shit was so dope. It was, what's fly about that particular city is, like, I've only been there one time, so I still don't know it. So, like, you just, and it's a walking-ass city. Like, you know, I be trying to get at least 10,000 steps. I was blowing them shits out of there. I was almost walking my legs off, nigga. I was 17,000, 15,000 steps just walking the streets and shit. And since I never been there before, you turn every corner, some new shit to, you like, oh, shit. Like, you know, like, it was just unraveling, like, oh, this shit, though, this is wild. And it's nothing Nothing crazy other than just that's just what it is. Like, it's such an old ass city. You got all of these old buildings that, you know, you might make a left and it's just a huge cathedral just in the middle of the block. Just in the middle of the block chilling. There's a pizza shop next to a cathedral. And it's just a random cathedral. You know what I'm saying? Like, New York, we got St. Patrick's Cathedral. Might have a couple other cathedrals. But, like, these shits is, like, corner stores. They just cathedral, you know. So you seeing shit like that. I've said this before, maybe. I'm not sure. But, like, I'm a sucker for, like, a good awning. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it looked like, if, you know, like I said, I'm sure I said this before, like, because, like, when I go to, like, Atlantic City or places with the little boardwalks and you walk down the boardwalk, if you got a good sign that says the world's best or looks old timey enough, I'm intrigued because I'm like, okay, you know, and it could just be the aesthetic, but this shit is more often than not for real deal old shit. And these little bistro, like, it just looked like everything you would expect. And every bistro looked like it's cracking, you know what I'm saying? But it's like chill. I had to get used to the fact that, like, you could go there, get a cup of coffee, maybe something to eat or whatever, right? Or, you know, a glass of wine, something like that. And you could stay there for, like, 2 hours. You know, like, being in New York, you're so conscious of the turnover. Like, all right, you know what I mean? You good? You done? You your bill? I bet. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of, we need you to get about that chair. There, you could chill and kick it and collect your thoughts and relax and, you know what I mean? Like, shit was really fly. Shit was really fly, man. So, I had a good-ass time.
Did you come across any blacks?
I did. I came across some blacks. Because, I, you know me. First of all, I'm going to Google, where the blacks in Paris? And then I'm going to Google, I'm going to look up the hashtag black in Paris and all of that shit. And there was a black woman that when I checked in, I didn't even ask her until at the end of it all. But I definitely seen some blacks, but it wasn't like, I ain't feel like I was in the concentrated black situation. Mm-hmm. I hear that might be in like the, I want to say the 10th, and I might pronounce the shit wrong, like arrondissement or whatever they call them. Like they're these little, like kind of like wards. Paris is broken up into this, like, I want to say it's like 14, I think, of like these, and I can't pronounce, arrondissements or whatever, like basically little neighborhoods, and they're numbered. And from what I understand, what homegirl said, I think the black people like in the 10th one. I don't think if I did go there, I still didn't see a bunch of black people, like, you know. And what she did tell me, which is similar to like what goes on here in the States, but she was like, you know, a lot of black people in mass don't really live in Paris proper. Like, they kind of like on the outskirts, you know what I'm saying, of the city or whatever. And then she was like, gentrification. You know, she said it in her Parisian accent, which I can't do. But I was like, that shit was just ill. And it's just like fucking gentrification is all over the fucking, you know, it's all over the world, you know. Because that's what they do in a lot of places, you know, in like the U.S., you know, like, for instance, like, just for one example, I remember being on stage in Austin, and they was talking about how basically they fucking built a highway just to go straight through the black area of Austin, and it kind of pushed all of the black people that were in Austin to like a suburb outside of Austin and just displaced all these motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? But I found a few little, like, black eateries. Went to this one spot, Gumbo Yaya, which is like a chicken and waffle spot. It's pretty cool. This one spot that I wanted to go to, I fucked up because I mismanaged my time. This one spot called Babylon Bis. I wanted to go to that shit bad. That shit has been around for a long time. It's like a little, it's like a little, like a kind of like a bar lounge spot, African restaurant, I guess. But this shit been cracking for a long time. Like, Marvin Gaye used to go through there, you know, Rihanna, Beyonce. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the one of the spots. And it opens up at like 8:30 p.m. and it's open to like 6 a.m. And I think the night that I Googled and found it, like I said, I'd be walking the fuck out of the city. So, like, right, when I get back to the telly, I'd be done. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, nigga, I'm throw me in the fucking ice bath on some Pat Ewing shit. Mm-hmm. But I'm fucking Googling this shit. And it's in Babylon Best. I see that shit. And it's probably about 11:30 when I Googled it. And I was thinking about, I was like, maybe I should just go now. You know what I mean? It was like a Sunday night. I was like, maybe I should go now. And I guess the little place that I looked at it had the wrong information because it said the shit was open on Monday too. So I was like, well, fuck it. If it's open on Monday, I'll catch it on Monday. You know what I mean? Because the thing about the one thing, it's a couple things. But anyway, long story short, so I go, I'm hyped that next day, that Monday, I'm hyped. That was my entire goal. I did all this other shit, whatever, went to wild little spots. It's funny, they got a Kith out there and shit, and it's kind of ill. But I go setting it up, like I'm about to fall through. I get to the spot, that door is closed in a motherfucker. That shit is like, nah, pop. Nah, not today. And then I go ask one of the little neighboring, bistro owners, like this woman that was like, I guess she's a bartender or whatever. And I was like, yo, what's going on, Babylon Biz? Is it, it's closed for the night? And it was, oh, matter of fact, it was Halloween. So I was like, I really want to go on some Halloween shit. This shit might be even more lit. They were like, yeah, that shit is closed on Mondays and Tuesdays. And I was flying out Wednesday. I was like, ah, oh. So I missed that. That's the only regret. That's the only regret I got. And it ain't even that big a regret. I'll get to it when I get to it because it's been there for as long as it's been there. But, yeah, that shit was crazy. Oh, what I was going to say, and another reason why I didn't go, not even a big reason, but I was also taking a train. I was taking the subway out there, like moving around on the subway. And it was weird to me because, you know, they stopped their subway like at 1:30 a.m. or whatever. And it's a cool subway. It's fine. It's nice and clean and, you know what I mean, all that shit. But I ain't gonna lie to you, dog. I ain't been on the MTA since before the pandemic. And I was kind of like retired. I was good. You know what I mean? To be totally honest with you. But I'm not gonna lie, and I'm sure this shit is fleeting. That shit kind of made me miss the actual New York transit system, like the real MTA, just for the fact. It sounds crazy. I know. It sounds crazy. Let's take a minute for the, you know what I mean? For niggas, get the fuck out of here. Yeah. Right. Old billionaire on the low ass nigga. No. But you do respect as much as rat infested, as crazy as fucking, you know, mentally ill-adjusted ass motherfuckers all day, all that dumb shit, niggas getting shit smeared in their face, all that dumb shit. All of that aside, you respect the fact that that shit is 24 hours. You like, yo, that shit 24 hours. Again, it's probably not a whole lot more. It's not enough reason to jump back on that shit if I ain't really got to. But I did find myself in that moment feeling like, you know, like if there was a subway versus, Paris would win on cleanliness, but New York would win on, you know, just operation time. But
they subway closed
at 1:30. So then at that point, you just got to take like a cab or Uber or whatever back to where you at.
So you out of gas.
Yeah, you asked out. But
is, man, Paris overall, like a city that closed early?
I don't see. This is the thing. And it's funny, after all these days still, I still feel like I scratched the surface. What I did hear from the people I was like chopping it up with when I'd come across some people and have a conversation, one cat was telling me, because I got in on Friday. And so Friday, Saturday, well, this cat was telling me like Paris is really, as far as nightlife goes, really only popping on the weekends, allegedly. You know what I mean? I don't know if this is a Parisian sitting smoking a cigarette right now. Listen, like, get the fuck out of here. But anyway, it just, I do feel as though you need to know niggas. You know what I'm saying? I do feel like you need to know some people because it feels like an underground situation. You know what I mean? Like, if you trying to go to some shit or whatever. And, I mean, to be perfectly honest, shit might have unlocked even further had I spoken French. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't speak French, pop. So, like, I tried a little Duolingo prior to, but that shit had me learning phrases that were unnecessary. You know, the cat is eating a croissant. You know what I mean, nigga? Nobody ever going to say no shit like that. But it was cool. It was cool. Like, I would definitely go back there. It's high on the list of cities in the world that I fuck with. You know what I mean? Like, I would definitely. Yeah, I would go back. I would go back. Yeah. So, shout out to Paris. I'm happy with the choice, man. I had a great time. I enjoyed myself. Shit was real fucking cool. Shit was real fucking cool. Yep.
And then on the day of your birthday, what'd you get into?
What did I do? Oh, well, I landed on the day of my birthday, right? I landed. So I was already like thinking, damn, I might have fucking jet lag. Which I don't know if I did, man. I don't know if I did. Like, I felt like I was kind of still moving on, like, New York time. But you know what I mean? And I think I had a lot of, nigga, you in Paris adrenaline type shit. Like, nigga, nah, fuck that. We out. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to my man, Dub P. You know, Young Will. He was, because he goes out to Paris a whole lot. You know what I'm saying? We've had him on the pod, whatever. So I hit him for some recs, maybe like a week prior. He was like, yo, I'm in Amsterdam now, but I'm be in Paris on Friday and I'm leaving out Saturday. So I was like, oh, I bet. I said, yo, shit, I hit you when I touch down. He said, I bet. So we got up and just got a drink, got something to eat, went to the steak spot that actually he put me onto the first time I went out there. You know what I'm saying? Spot Robert E. Luis. Shit is fire. Real good ass steak spot. So we did that shit. Caught up. I ain't seen this cat since before the pandemic. So that was cool. Chop it up. And it was cool to see somebody you know. You know what I'm saying? On the onset of the trip to kind of give a bit of the lay of the land. You know what I'm saying? He had a whole bunch of cool little recommendations and shit like that. So we chopped it up. Had got dinner, then caught like a little drink down the block. Then he had to break out because he had a flight the next morning and shit. And then I just roamed the streets. Just roaming the fucking streets of Paris. That was the crazy shit. That was the wild thing too. Like, dog, you could be roaming the fuck out of these streets. I'm not saying niggas don't get robbed or no crazy shit like that, but I ain't see no type of crime. Like, I'm sure this shit be popping, but I'm like... Ain't nobody come. I ain't get run up on, and I like the shit felt super safe. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm still looking around. You know what I mean, nigga? You know, come on. But shit was cool. Like, I'm just out here walking around. Then I just happened upon like a little jazz club, and it was like a little jazz thing, and it was like a tribute to black jazz. So I said, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel like going back to the hotel. Yeah, let me see what's cracking. So I go downstairs and it's a fucking quintet, all white guys doing a tribute to black jazz. But they was funky, but it was weird as fuck. I was like, this shit is a bait and switch. You know what I'm saying?
How they look when your black ass walked in?
Oh man, they was looking like the motherfuckers probably thought I was gonna hit the bandstand. You know what I mean? But like, I just walked in. I don't know if I might have been the only black nigga in that whole shit. It was some white people, a couple Asian people. I think, yeah, I'm pretty sure I was the only black nigga up in the whole spot. It wasn't like a super big club. It was like a little hole in the wall spot. And I stayed for about like 3-4. So, because I said they was funny. Like, they was getting to it. They was really getting to the shit. Actually, I stayed to the end of the shit. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm just like walking around the fucking shit. And ultimately, I jumped back in the cab, got back to the hotel. So that was night one. I think that
before you move on, before that shit, like, you feel like it was no crime. I didn't see no crime. You know what I'm saying? I bet you had the Paris neighborhood app. You be like, God damn.
Oh yeah, little yeah, the motherfucking citizen app.
Yeah, citizen app. Like,
yeah.
I used to be walking around Bed-Stuy like, shit, it's sweet. I don't know what motherfuckers talking about.
Yeah. I guess so. Yeah, that's true. Until you get enlightened.
So you be like, God damn, nigga got shot right around the corner.
you just walked past a stabbing. Yeah, nah, that shit was cool as fuck, man. I did some old wild shit. I think I went to a cemetery. That was one of
Halloween shit.
Yeah, nah, this is prior to Halloween. That's funny because that is some Halloween shit. But I went to a cemetery just on some old, I guess, inspiration. I don't really go to cemeteries like that. I have gone to, I did in Seattle, I did go to see where Bruce Lee was buried. You know what I'm saying? I went to his gravesite. I'm not super into that shit, but like, it was something to see what it was. And it was a wreck. And I'm walking through and it's like, it's so funny, man. I'm going like visiting graves of fucking famous people that I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't really, you know what I'm saying? I'm only there because they there. It's wild too, because then you like, you know, like you forget cemetery, so there's like real grievers in there. So you can't just be like, hey, excuse me, where's Jim Morrison? You know what I mean? It's like, but you know.
Wait, you found that on the internet or something?
I found, nah, that was, that's Young Will. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Well, you know, Will's a young artiste, very creative, you know what I'm saying? All of that shit. So he was like, you know, one of the things I was trying to do is da 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 da. I was like, oh, that shit sound kind of interesting.
Okay.
I might fuck around and do that. And so I was like, yeah, man, let me see. Because who was buried in this one? Look at this. Who was buried in this one? Jim Morrison. What's my girl's name? My girl, like I know of. Edith Piaf, Proust, fucking what's my man Chopin, nobody black. It was one black motherfucker in there, and he was young, and he had a nice little grave with his face on the shit. He was a young nigga. He died like in the 2000s or some shame, and But when I went and I took a photo of it, I was like, I'm about to Google. You know, that's the thing about a cemetery. You see how elaborate motherfuckers' tombs be. You like, oh, this, I don't know who he is, but this motherfucker here is somebody. I'm about to Google and find out how, you know, because he was one of them billionaire niggas. So, like, I Googled the black cat. The black cat ain't got nothing on him. The only shit, when I Googled, they only had the image of what I took. The photo of what I took of his grave, but everything else... I'm like, did they suppress this nigga's information? Like, who is this? Like, everybody else, you can find extensive shit on. Oh, man, he wasn't that old. He was like, he might have been born in like 86 or maybe something earlier. I might be getting confused, but there was like a young Hollywood actor. I forget his name. He was an actor / model who was born in the 80s, and he just died like last year. What's so interesting is they got people that have been, you know, they've been buried in there since the 1800s, and it's not a big plot of land, but they got people that have been buried there since the 1800s, but they still bring in new people. You know what I'm saying? Like, they still, but which is wild that they can still do it. But this is the thing. They not afraid to crack them motherfucking them tombs open and throw you and your moms in the same tomb. You know what I'm saying? The whole family just on top of each other. You know what I mean? It is what's going to be. And you got to die in the city of Paris. And then there's like, obviously there's a waiting list or whatever to be in this particular spot. But it was kind of interesting. I had this thought though, because, you know, Google Maps is the shit. Google Maps and the City Mapper are the apps that have, like, if you're just trying to move around, because they'll just tell you where to go. You know what I'm saying? So Google Maps, you know, and it's funny because I didn't even realize, like, until I asked this one lady. Shit is so exact. Like, you could put Jim Morrison's tomb, and that shit will walk you right there. Like, I walked to the cemetery thinking, all right, that was enough. I'm looking at the little map that they had. But nah, you could put the shit in Google Maps, and that shit will walk you, do, 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 and you'd be right where this nigga's buried. But I was doing so much on my phone that my phone died, and it was ironic, my phone dying in a cemetery. I'm like, think this some shit. But then I was like, if I was to die, and this might be some billionaire shit, if I was to die, nigga, I might have a tomb with like some type of little surge protector. You know what I'm saying? So niggas could recharge their phones and, you know what I mean, get more flicks in. You know what I'm saying? And I have way more flicks in my tomb on Google Maps.
That way more Google visitors. Images. It's a draw.
Hell yeah. Wild selfies. Like, good looking out, D-Lemon. This nigga hooked it up. Anyway, but yeah, man. Shit was a good time. It was a good time.
I basically grew up in a cemetery because it was like a couple of cemeteries. Like, my grandma lived across the street from a cemetery. and like one of them raised above ground ass cemeteries. And then there was another one right around the corner. And, you know, they became shortcuts, to, you know what I'm saying, neighborhood parks.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's free available land to fuck around in with no, you know, ain't nobody really fucking with you over there. And just like you said, you know what I'm saying, they had that one tune that's like, damn, who the fuck is this nigga? But but he had his tune was always home base when it was hide and go seek. You know what I'm saying? Always. You jump on top of it, you safe, you know what I'm saying? Home base. D.A. Dorsey. And I didn't know who the fuck he was. I grew up as a kid, you know.
We talked about him.
Yeah,
before.
We talked about him on here before. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know who he was. I know it was a street named after him, a school, but hey, you know, you a kid. It's just a name on a tune. Mm-hmm. That was home base in hide and go seek. And then, you know, you get older and then you start seeing information in the internet come out, you know. You know, you get one of the memes with like first black millionaire in Miami. You be like, well, goddamn. You know what I'm saying? I used to, this tune was home base. Fucks with D.A. Dorsey. That's my nigga.
It is. Shout out to that, man. Yeah, nah, there was some fly ones. There was some interesting ones. There was some that was a little, you know, kind of like modest. You know what I'm saying? You know? Some people was like, they ain't want a whole lot of flair on their shit.
Funeral's expensive, man. Yeah. Shit.
It was expensive. What's his name? Oscar Wilde was buried in that cemetery.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like shit like that. Names that you hear, you know what I mean? But you're like, let me go see this motherfucking shit. And his tomb was fly. Like it was like a little, like it looked like a little flying motherfucker. But then they got a thing. They had to put a whole little glass around it. Cause you know, people be writing on these shit sometimes, like, but even on the glass, it was mad, like, women's lips, like, they was just kissing on it and shit and writing on, like, you know, he's getting a lot of love out there.
Niggas trying to charge their phone and shit.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that's, I'm trying to tell you that there's a white space there in the market. But, yeah, man, overall, man, shit was good, though.
And you was about to say really something about somebody that was getting a lot of love out there.
Oh, no, I'm just saying Oscar Wilde shit was getting a lot of love. They, you know, they put a little glass up because people were kind of not vandalizing it. I guess vandalizing it in a certain way, but, you know, like treating his shit like a yearbook. You know what I'm saying? Like, we love you. You know, you got to go wipe that shit off or whatever. So they put like a glass in front of it and they still hitting the glass and kissing on the glass, even in the midst of, you know, COVID and all of that shit. So that was kind of cool to see. It was a hell of a it was dope. It
brother, was dope. I will tell you this. That is not what I expected.
What you mean?
Just, you know, you perish, you in a cemetery. You know what I'm saying? That's some fly shit, but you know what I'm saying? It wasn't, you know what I'm saying, sand between your toes on the beach. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When you say you gonna decide where you was gonna go. You know, you said you didn't really want to go to the beach, so we, you know, saying kind of knew that, but to have had a conversation about, you know, being in the cemetery, you know, saying with a dead phone, so you had no distractions, you know what I'm saying? Just you and dead people, and you had a great time.
Yeah, man, I had a great time. I had a couple other places in play, and some places might have had some beach situations. I ain't really want to be on a beach for too long, because again, like, I can't swim. You know what I'm saying? So really all I do is I go up to the clavicle in the water. You know what I'm saying? But beyond that, it's just laying on the beach drinking, you know what I mean, chilling or whatever, which is cool, but not for a long time. And I definitely wanted some culture, and I think part of it was also like I wanted to go somewhere where I felt like foreign. Like I felt like I was just in some spot that wasn't. To be totally honest, at the super top of the list was Japan. Like I wanted to go to fucking with you know what I mean? I wanted to go on some Japan shit, but like it was because what I'd heard about Japan, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Tokyo and all of that. It was just like a friend of mine told me that you know, if you go out there, one, like the way that they got the city laid out is like so innovative. It's like some real future shit. Like the shit that they do, it makes so much sense that you like, yo, why the fuck are they not doing this shit where we at? And then a friend of mine was like, you will really feel like you're in a foreign land. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you know how you go out the country and then it's just kind of, they got all the same shit that's going on in America. You know what I'm saying? There's a Starbucks here, there's a McDonald's here. Not to say that that shit ain't in Paris, but like there was enough to where you felt like, okay, I'm away. You know, and then language barrier was a whole nother thing and, you know, all of that other shit. But, yeah, man. Again, like I said, the first time I went, I really scratched the surface. I got to, you know, do the tourist shit. I got to go to the Louvre. I went to the Eiffel Tower and, you know what I mean, things of that nature. So I didn't really hit that this time. I was just like, just moving around, trying to play it like a local.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You was on a secondary dive right there.
Yeah. Yeah. That shit was cool. Yeah, man.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
My shit was mundane over this motherfucker.
You said what happened?
That my life was a little mundane over this motherfucker.
Oh, man. But you in the mix. You in the eye of the storm in the political, you know what I mean, the black news vortex.
Black news, black girls, all kind of black stuff. Black colleges and universities.
And
you know what I mean? I fucked around and had a flat tire in that bitch today.
We're in the streets?
In the streets, nigga. I'm riding on 285. My shit start wobbling. I'm like, oh, ooh. Lord.
Now, is it hard to get tires for Merlot or?
Nah, it's a standard tire. You know what I'm saying? Next summer it's going to be a trip, but no, I ain't put the BBS and all that shit on there yet. You know what I'm saying? Basically, you know, the tire had a slow leak, but you know what I'm saying? You know how you be about a nigga about some shit? You just go to the gas station every 4 or 5 days and fill it up with air. And then I had done found
out. Oh, it's been on that.
Yeah, you know, it was like a little slow leak. And then, so like every 5 days, it'll get kind of low and then you go fill it up. And so, I found the gas station that had the free joint. You know what I'm saying? So most of the time you gotta go
free
get some
air?
Yeah, free air. So I was like, oh shit. Wow. So I'm hitting that bitch up. You know what I'm saying? That delay you getting your shit fixed though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, shit, I got the free joint. And then one time I got caught out there and, you know, it was right off of, not Bankhead. It wasn't off of Bankhead. It was off the next one. But, you know, pulled into this, you know, kind of hood gas station because it was getting low. And, you know, the motherfucker was standing out there, you know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, what were you getting air? Were you vacuuming? I'm like, I'm getting air. You know what I'm saying? So I was waiting on the, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'll pump it for you. You know, I'm like, nah, I could pump my own shit. But he was like, hey, you paying card or with quarters? Because that machine had
air?
Some of them have the card machine on it. So, okay. Which is brilliant when you ain't got no fucking quarters. But I was like, man, I'm paying with these quarters. He was like, man, let me show you something. And he slapped the machine about 3 times, pom, pom, pom. And that bitch fired up. I'm like, oh, shit. And then, so I just gave him my quarters. You know what I'm saying? He was like, he was like, appreciate it. He was like, and next time you know what to do. I like, bet. So I had a couple of little free spots to hit, so I wasn't really tripping. But I had went too many days and it got too low. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, fuck. So I had to I ordered an inflator, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But the bitch came with no battery. I'm like, oh, shit. So last ditch, I went to the Walmart like 10:45 at night and bought like, you know, like some fix-a-flat type shit. So I put that in so that, you know, I was like, okay, that's. So when I put it in, it filled it up enough. I was like, okay, I could get to the city and get to my free pump and pump that bitch up. Man, as soon as I hit that goddamn expressway, that bitch start wobbly, wobbly. I'm like, ah, this crazy. So I pulled off the first exit and went to the gas station. It was like a hood spot too. Niggas trapping and all kind of shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? When I got out of the car, they like, yo, you smoking? I'm like, nah, nigga. Let me give me some quarters.
Right, nigga. This ain't even about gas. It's about another gas.
You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, what you here for?
I'm like, oh, man. Shit. So I went and got my quarters. Then he like, hey, but I think the machine is broke. I'm like, oh, nigga. Give me my dollars back, dude. Shit. But he was like, it's a tire spot right across the street. Looked over there, it was like a hood tire spot, nondescript, no sign, just, you know what I'm saying? It's a bunch of tires behind a gate. So I was like, all right, let me go over there and see what's good. And then it was like a halfway, it was almost like a do-it-yourself scenario. So you pull up, you know, I pull up in the joint, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, you know what you need? He was like, boom. I told him what I needed. Had to pull out my spare. I was like, but my spare needs some air. Man, I basically had to do all this shit myself, man. But I was happy to be at a location that had the tools. But
right. He had like a jack and all of that?
Yeah, he had a jack, you know what I'm saying? But okay. He was doing some other shit. He was like, you know, I got to go down here because somebody off the side of the road that I need. But, you know, what to do?
Right. You good? Yeah, exactly. Damn.
So I'm like, shit, I know what to do. I, you know, jack my shit up, put my shit on, but then my hands is all black as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Fucking around. So my cousin Chris called me. You know, he responsible. He like all things responsible. And
right.
So he was like, yeah, what's good? I was like, shit, I just had to change my tie and shit. He's like, oh, okay, you know what I'm saying? Da-da-da. You did yourself? I was like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then I showed him all that shit on my hands. I did it myself. Then he was like, see, you're supposed to have you some gloves in your goddamn trunk. I'm like, ah, damn, nigga. Right. Shit, nigga, I know now. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Lesson learned. You know what I'm saying? After the fact.
Like, exactly. Like, man, you know, I've been tightening you up for years. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep your shit together, man. Right. I'm like, man, okay. But, you know, you did realize you do need a pair of gloves in your car. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you wouldn't know. If you ain't really fuck with no shit like that, you wouldn't know you need that type of shit. But you come across the situation and you realize you need you a pair of gloves. Now I got me a pair of gloves in my car and put them in that motherfucker.
I don't even think I got a pair of gloves in my car. I'm about to throw a pair in there now. I got a pair of gloves on standby. I'm going to throw them shits in there.
Yeah. Cause yeah. That damn grease and oil and grit up under your hands and nails and shit ain't the look going into the office.
Yeah, nah, that ain't the executive situation. You know what I'm saying? Niggas start getting real suspicious.
You know what I'm saying? Like, where the fuck you been?
Right. Oh shit. Yeah, that's crazy. Did you going to get a new tie? Oh, so you got a spare now? Okay.
Yeah, so I got the spare on now. My spare, you know, but I'm gonna just go ahead and get a whole new set, cause you know, it's about that. Yeah, man, it ain't all the way time, but you know, you don't want to have to, you know what I'm saying, wait till it's time to do that shit. And this one of them reminders that you be putting shit off, you end up on the side of the road at the hood spot, changing your own tie.
Yeah, man, yeah, it's fucking with the lifestyle. It don't line up. Yeah.
You gotta be a little proactive about shit. And then you start thinking about all kind of shit that went wrong in your life and shit. Different kinds of scenarios, broke down on the side road, all kind of shit. And it all be cause you be procrastinating on some shit you knew you should have got fixed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Should have got that shit fixed. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When the light came on, I got time. Mm-hmm. And wait till my shit start overheating and then I do it. Like, nigga. Now your engine blow.
Mm-hmm. You hear that smoke detector alarm beeping.
Right. You hear that beep.
Just go ahead.
You know what I'm saying?
Put some new batteries in that shit.
Motherfucker, let that shit beep to the battery all the way dead.
Yeah. And wind up. Then be fucked up. Wind up while your whole shit burnt down. You know what I'm saying? Nobody. Yeah, that's the worst.
You're like,
yeah, man.
All the little shit don't. It always be like you got a sign first, and you ain't do nothing about it. You let it. That's like with your health. Like you start thinking about all that shit. Start thinking about all that shit.
Yeah, man. Now you gotta heed those clues and those cues, and you know, yeah, be proactive. Being proactive, especially when you feel it working for you. You know what I'm saying? When you feel like it's something good, when you feel like you on your job. You know what I'm saying? When you don't let shit linger, and then because when the time comes, and you know, because an emergency might happen and you all the way good, you know, like all of that shit. Like, for instance, on some proactive shit, from what I understand, speaking of like travel, you know, post pandemic, from what I understand, like there's a super, super delay on passports. So if your passport is still, you know what I mean, still in play, and you know when it expires, like for once, for what I understand, it's very easy to like, you know, like upgrade, not upgrade, but you know, like renew your passport online. Like it's like easy breezy, bing, bing. But if you let that shit lapse, you might be looking at a good 6 month wait on a fucking renewed passport. So now you asked out. So if some shit, a good opportunity come your way, and you had the opportunity to do what you need to do on some quick, fast, or the hurry shit, and now you gotta be sick. You know, just a little shit. It is what it is. You know, every time, every so often, shit get, you know, goes through the, slips through the gaps or whatever the fuck. But if you can help it, man, you know.
Word.
Stay on point. Yeah, man. But yeah, that's wild. Speaking of repair and all of that shit, did you see last week's episode of Atlanta?
Mm-mm.
Oh, shit. All right, well, never mind, man. Damn. Don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about it. All right, fuck it. Oh, man. Yeah, watch that. We'll talk some more about, because I think this week is the last, the finale, the series finale of Atlanta.
So, this week right here?
Shit. Yeah, this week coming up, this Thursday coming up. It's the very last episode of Atlanta. So it's going to be kind of interesting to see how they end the series. I'm curious how it goes on. But this past episode, we'll probably discuss both of them next week, but this past episode was ill. It was just I just say this, it was like one of them solo Paperboy episodes. And
one of them diversions.
I just feel like those are some of my favorites, huh?
One of those diversions.
Not really a divert. Well, kind of. Not really, because it was still grounded, but it was just him. You know what I'm saying? It was just him. Like it was just him for the whole shit. Him and a couple other little, but no main characters outside of him, and maybe like a quick cameo. You know what I mean? Via phone from Earn. But like, I always fuck with these Paperboy solo episodes, because you just realize like how fucking good an actor. What's my man's name? Brian Henry Tyree or Brian Tyree Henry? I forget which way you say it. Brian Henry Tyree, I believe. Yo, that motherfucker is, he's a beast. I mean, they all get busy. You know, Lakeith Stanfield's a great actor. Zazie Beetz is good. Fucking Donald Glover's getting, you know, he's good in the show. Like, but like, Brian Henry Tyree, that motherfucker, he bodies it. And it's just one of these things where it's just him throughout the whole shit, going through the elements, and you know what I'm saying? Like, it was great. I enjoyed that shit a lot. But
yeah, I will so too.
Next week. Yeah, next week. You're a funny dude.
You funny. Yeah, nigga, next week. Yeah.
Nah, it is what it is.
Sticky.
It is what it is.
Fed.
Yeah, man. What else is good? Anything else? Anything else you want to talk about?
I think I'm good, man.
You good? All right, man. Well, shit. Look, it's not a long list, but it's a little, you know, rest in peace, Takeoff. Rest in peace, Tame One of the Artifacts. Rest in peace, Hurricane G. That shit crazy, man. you know.
It
was cancer, I believe. I'm not sure how Tame One died. I'm not sure. I will say this. Like, it was so funny. Like, Paris was like 6 hours ahead. It turned to 5 hours ahead because they did the daylight savings a week prior to us. So it was like, I was on a train going to Gumbo Yaya when I saw the shit about Takeoff, right? So they died. And I saw it first on some, like, YouTube shit. You know what I'm saying? R.I.P. Takeoff, he's dead. I was like, this is what happened. And I'm like, huh? So then I go on Twitter to see, like, if this is just a nigga, you know, on some clickbait shit. And I see that he had passed. And obviously, like, I'm ahead, so, like, niggas in, like, my people in my group chat hadn't really heard about it or whatever. But as the news was, you know, kind of going throughout the day, it's like a little pet peeve type of thing. And obviously, I mean, we ain't we a podcast. We ain't no super media outlet. But, like, maybe I'm old, but it just feels like if you're a bona fide news outlet, and a rapper die, say their real name too. Like, put their real name in the story, quote, whatever their rap name is. But, like, if you, like, a reputable media outlet that, you know, like, engages in the culture, don't just hit me with RIP Takeoff. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just felt a little like, it just felt like that's, I could see now your engagement is really, like, it ain't really like, it's you kind of kill the humanity of it. You know what I'm saying? It makes it more of like a commodity. You know what I'm saying? And that shit just kind of, I felt the way about that. You know what I mean? You might even have a tough name to say, but niggas will be saying Targaryen or whatever the fuck. So, like, you could figure the shit out. And, you know, like, just as a legacy point. You know what I mean? Like, you know, if that's what you want to do, if you consider yourself journalist and this is a true thing. So that was the one thing that kind of bugged me about that.
I think in the race of getting shit up and getting shit out, a lot of people just posting, because a lot of people didn't really know a whole lot about Takeoff. It's not a whole lot of information out there about him. You know what I'm saying? He didn't open himself up to that shit. He didn't put all his stuff out there. So I think people just went with how he was affectionately known. I think this week, as the funeral comes up, I think there'll be people will be a lot more informed about, you know, saying who he is, what he was about. I think over this past week, a lot of people have caught up on who he is, you know what I'm saying, as a person. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good point.
You know what I'm saying? As a son, you know, man, as a nephew. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like you start to, a lot of people didn't know a lot of that stuff about him, you know what I'm saying? You know, we talked about Migos a lot, you know what I'm saying, especially like around the Versace era, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I want them to do my documentary just all ad libs, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I remember saying that,
But, you know what I'm saying? And I always, you know, I've said on here too, I always felt like Takeoff was the one that was my favorite, because when he came on, you know, that shit felt different, you know what I mean? The way he spit his shit. So, you know, it was like, the shit was crazy because, you know, the videos came first, you know what I mean? Even before the memorials and, you know what I mean, the RIPs, it was like the video was first. It's like,
the video of, like, you talk about the incident, all that shit.
Yeah, the incident itself, and his body, and, you know, and this is the second time I fucked around and got caught up, you know what I'm saying?
Because
I watched the Nipsey video like that, and it was, you know,
Watched that one.
It was because it was like real quick. I just happened to be on Twitter, and it was like, Nipsey died. Then it was like the footage was like right there, like, you know what I mean? Like somebody just ran and got the security footage and just threw it up. And I was like, wait, now what? Oh, wait, damn. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't know it's going to be the actual incident. You thinking it's, you know what I'm saying, the aftermath or, you know what I mean, something like that. So, Yeah, that shit was crazy, man.
Yeah, shit was sad. I don't like to see that. I mean, it's becoming more and more common. I remember the Young Dolph video was out, and it was PNB Rock video was out. You know, it's like, I hate that. You know, it's a weird discussion because it's like people are thirsty to get these little clicks and be up in this little news cycle or whatever, and you know what I mean? But, you know, at the same time, you know, people also say, like, you know, George Floyd situation, had there not been somebody doing that, then who knows what would have happened. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's unfortunate that people are armed with these tools to document. And it's like, some people choose to do that. Some people don't. They don't see the, like the, what's the word I'm trying to say? But, you know, like, it's just invasive. It's way, way, way too invasive. It's like, you know, somebody's dying right here. Like, this is it. You know what I mean? Like, this person is attached to people. And it's not just content. Sometimes that fucking content umbrella is so big and, you know, there's no real discretion, you know what I mean? Like, of what to be included. And, you know, people just want to get caught up in whatever it is. If it's they want to be part of the algorithm, they a fan, they, you know what I mean? They feel like they breaking whatever the fuck, whatever the motivation is behind all of that shit. It's tough. It's tough. That shit was sad to see.
You know, one of the things that you know, once it did happen, you know what I'm saying, a lot of these incidents happen, you know what I mean? You know, he was the 19th, 20th rapper to get killed this year. You know.
It's crazy.
So it's like, you know, first thing people kind of turn to is, you know, the lyrics. You know what I'm saying? They, you know, they talk about it in the music. And, right. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, it was definitely instances that was reminiscent of Biggie in some of the words that he actually said. And, but, you know, it's kind of like, well, damn, you know what I'm saying? That one, does one thing really have something to do with the other in real life? You know what I mean? That man was chilling. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't threatening nobody. He was minding his business. You know what I'm saying? And it happened. Mm-hmm. And all the other rappers, they, you know, every incident is a different type of incident. It's not, you know, just all, I'm out here banging and throwing up the set and getting killed, you know? So it's like, you know, people look to point a finger at something that, instead of pointing a finger at what it was in the particular incident. And, you know, yeah, it's a lot of that in the music, but everybody always point to the rappers. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole industry full of motherfuckers that put out all of this music and that benefit from all of this music sometimes more than the rappers themselves, you know? So, you know, it's like everybody... it's the rappers. But the system itself is putting out 90% of one type of rap. You know, when we know there's all kinds of rap. But the kind that they flood us with is one kind. But you ain't talking about the radio programmers. You ain't talking about, you know what I'm saying, the financiers, you know, from corporations, you know what I'm saying? We ain't talking about the all of the people in the ecosystem that eat, that go to their house in the Hamptons and chill and ain't got nothing to do with none of this, but they finance it and they benefit from it. So I think, you know, at some point we had to look at the thing in its entirety. You know what I'm saying? What's one causing the violence in the streets? Because it ain't the music, because shit, niggas was violence before this music. You know what I'm saying? Niggas was violent and killing shit, you know what I'm saying, when niggas was talking conscious rap. You know what I'm saying? When it was Eric B and Rakim. Rakim ain't shoot shit on the record. Rakim barely cussed. Shit. He, it was about on his second album before he said two cuss words. fuck around and miss the show. And I don't even know what the other one was. So, but the crime rate was probably higher then than it is now. So it ain't just the music. It's something else. What is it? That's what we need to look at. That's what, you know, that's what needs to be looked at, investigated, and you know, how we put a pause on some of this shit.
Yeah, nah, for sure. For sure, definitely. It's, you know, a lot of examination that needs to be done, you know. And then, I mean, and, on the other hand, with that, similarly, you know, when they talk about when somebody is killed and then they go back and they look at their lyrics and they talk about all of the shit, like, okay, violent death is one thing, but just death in general, like, it's just as relevant as life, right? So if you're exploring anything in your consciousness, you know, there's, everybody has moments where they think about if and when this whole thing is over. You know, I'm choked about having a surge protector on my grave. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's part of it all. Like, you know, there are moments when you think about, you know, this is not, you know, that's the only, that's one of the things that's guaranteed is you will die at some point, you know? So I think people grapple with it, you know, and have thoughts and have ways of maybe even dealing with the anxiety that may come with that, or dealing with the fear of that, or dealing with the acceptance of that, you know, and it's art. So that's something that is going to come out. And speaking of art, and speaking of, you know, rappers killed, I think you said it's the 20th. I'm not even sure. You said the 20th rapper this year?
He was 19, and then 19. Another rapper got killed right after him the other day.
Shit. Damn. There's, speaking of art and that, there's an artist, Justin Richburg, out of Philly. He does this thing. He has a piece called Ghetto Heaven, and like, basically, it's just a piece with a bunch of, like, all of the rappers. Well, I think there's been a couple exceptions, but initially it was like all of the rappers that died violently, just in heaven, chilling. And he's like, damn, unfortunately, I gotta add another mother, you know, another rapper to the painting, or whatever. And it's updating. It's just, it's a wild thing, like, you know. It's sad, but it's interesting way of processing this. It's crazy.
And then that's just the rappers that's more notable. You know what I'm saying? That we recognize, right, their faces. Right, ain't exactly all of them. It's exactly the notable, right, ones.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Damn. I was gonna say something else. Yeah, man. I thought about Redman though, with the Tame One death. Tame One from the Artifacts. You know, that was Redman's cousin. And then Hurricane G, you know, she was down with Redman. You know, that's, you know, she's on all the albums and shit like that. And it was like back to back. You know what I mean? Like, that shit gotta be heavy on him. But, you know, I was a huge fan of Artifacts back in the day. I mean, like, just in the way of not only just they had dope records, but they also were big in graffiti culture. You know what I'm saying? And it was just like, yeah, man, that Wrong Side of the Tracks is just such a classic record, man. And, you know, rest in peace to all of these people, man. They leave behind a legacy. And, you know, yeah, man. It's sad, but, you know, they contributed to something in this. You know, they made a great contribution, so salute to them. They left their mark. So that's it, man. Shit, we'll be back next week. And, you know, until then, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out.
Jason.